Welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. This is a podcast for wellness and Wahala warriors who are a winner, world changer, wise, and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues and problems in Nigerian pidgin, for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Like you know, the African proverb, it says it takes a village. So we have a tribe of supporters that we will be interviewing on our show. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademokun, better known as Oma Oba, as I give you the best public health and wellness in Wahala gist with wonderful people and guests, my VIPs, using their compassion to take action to put us on a pathway to a Wahala-free life. Bless up. Hi, everyone. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Emma Abba. And those of you tuning in to the Wellness and Wahala podcast for the first time, this is your host, Dr. Tomi, better known as Emma Abba, and I give you great wellness, public health tips, and also current affair Wahala tips, or how to avoid various Wahalas. Wahala in Nigerian English means issues and problems. So today's topic is World Kindness Day. So it's usually celebrated every year this week, November 13th. But it should be celebrated every day. You should be kind. You know what I'm saying? So, and the theme for this year's World Kindness Day is be kind whenever possible, which should be every day. So let me give you the background of why World Kindness Day started. It's a global observance dedicated to promoting and celebrating acts of kindness. This day serves as a reminder of the positive impact that kindness can have on individuals, communities, and the world at large. And trust me, y'all, we need a lot of kindness, especially, you know, the wars going on in Israel, prayers, you know, for the Holy Land. We were there with my family in June. We consider Israel and Jews our family. Jesus, Yeshua was... from Israel. So born in Bethlehem, and that was actually in the Palestinian area. We went to go visit the area where Jesus Yeshua was born, in Bethlehem. And it just is very disheartening to see, you know, just a lot of the fake news and media coverage over Israel. And there's still over about 200 hostages, so I'm praying for them to be brought home safely and alive, and just praying for all the victims of the horrible, evil catastrophe of the terrorists on October 7th. And as we celebrate World Kindness, we should be kind to one another. You know, there's so much hate, you know, even if you don't agree with somebody or you have opposition or, you know, opposite views, you should be able to express that respectfully. So we need to prioritize that. So I'll get into that much later. But this day, World Kindness Day, serves as a reminder that all of us need to be positive, and encourages each of us to perform intentional acts of kindness and foster a culture of compassion and generosity. So it highlights the importance of empathy, understanding, cooperation, and to create a more harmonious and caring world, okay? And how can all of us participate in World Kindness Day? Not just one day, as I said, but 365 every day. You know what I'm saying? And there's just simple ways and tips that I'll give you. So, one, you know, perform acts of kindness. Throughout the day, consciously perform acts of kindness, such as helping a neighbor or a family member, a child, a spouse, a friend, even a stranger, complimenting a colleague, or even donating to a charity. There's so many charities right now that's giving back to people in Israel. There's war in Congo and Sudan and Africa. There's insecurity and a lot of internally displaced people that have been affected, over about 3 million or more in Nigeria because of the Boko Haram terrorists that's been terrorizing for years. So there's a lot of charities. One of the charities, I'm also the vice president of the Nigerian Diaspora Organization here in America, the South Savannah, Georgia chapter. And we partner Variety Foundation, which is in Kaduna, Nigeria, the northern part of Nigeria. And they work with a lot of orphans, internally displaced people and victims of violence, of, you know, their homes, their farms being destroyed, donating funds to help them, you know, get back on their feet, for medical, if they need medical care, for education supplies for their children, fertilizers and seeds for their farming and so forth. So there's a lot of good, credible organizations that are doing a great job, and I'll drop some of them in the link to my podcast, so you all, if you are able to financially to donate, to make a difference. Number two, spread positivity. Share uplifting and positive messages on social media to inspire others to be kind and passionate. I know y'all on social media, either on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, instead of spreading negativity, spread positive things like affirmation, quotes, Bible scriptures, you name it. Be positive. Spread it. Each of us have the power to spread positivity, especially with all the negative rubbish that's going on social media. You do your part to use your platform, use your social media account to inspire others and to be kind. Number three, volunteer. Offer your time to volunteer to a local charity or a nonprofit, a food bank, in your area, a homeless shelter, a woman and an infant wellness house. There's so many opportunities in your community. You look it up online, Google search. And I'll also drop some great links of organizations where I have volunteered for. One of the ones that I do is like Habitat for Humanity. I also donate to charities that partner with my church, Shape Church. So I'll drop links to some great places where you can volunteer. And as I said before, donate, to make a donation to charitable organizations. Next, teach kindness. Number five, educate children, your young ones. You know, as we have that African proverb that says, charity begins at home, you understand? And as it says in Bibeli Mimo in the Bible, train up a child in the way that it should go. You have to start the training when they little, and, you know, before they get older. And so the training to show kindness is very key, especially these past couple of years have been hard during the pandemic, and children have been through a lot of, like, just mental health and just trauma, not just adults, but especially children. So we need to go the extra mile to show kindness and empathy, listen to them, you know, tell stories. If your teachers, a lot of the teachers that I know, they do great classroom activities. Alicia, shout out to her, and also Nicole, which is the first lady at my church. They are great teachers. So it's just, you know, and I'll try to tag some of their TikToks and their Instagram accounts. But it'd be great to show a lot of the youths. I try to do that, and, you know, listen to a lot of my daughter's friends. If they need a ride after school practice, I'm always the you know, the car mom. I'm always the mom that they're like, oh, on the weekends, if they need somewhere to go, they want to follow us to church. My house is always free. You know they could come here, you know, eat. You know, I take them out. Like this weekend, my daughter and one of her close best friends, we went to Bonefish Grill. Sometimes after practice, I'm just like, you know what, you guys had a tough day. It's at school, at practice. So I take them out to eat. I think we went to JJ Fish or Buffalo Wings and another sushi place, or it could be, you know, anywhere that they actually prefer. You know, I say, where y'all want to go? Just to lift up their spirit. So teach kindness, especially to the young generation of youth. Show acts of kindness and just random act of kindness. Finally, just surprise someone with a random act of kindness, you know, such as buying a stranger a coffee. Or one time I was at the register and a lady, I saw a single mom with a child. She didn't have enough money, you know, to pay for the grocery. So I was able to volunteer and pay the rest. I can't even remember. It's a while ago, but either I paid the balance that she couldn't or paid for all of it. So it goes a long way. And just the thanks, and, you know, some of them are in tears and just like, wow, like that has never happened to me before. I've done a lot of act of kindness to people that I don't know, and they're just like, God bless you, you know, referred people to jobs, helped them review their resume. Just take time to just listen to people and their issues and try to bring solutions the best I can. And even if I don't have a solution, refer them to somebody that does, or just pray for them and guide them in any way that I have the tools or resources to. And also, you know, you can leave an encouraging note. You know, a lot of our elderly parents, call them, you know, check on them as much as you can. And, you know, try to surprise them. My mom was sick a couple of months ago, and, you know, I had an important work visit. My daughter was on break that week, midterm break, so I was able to shout out to my love who bought me and my daughter a ticket. We went to Chicago, and my mom had no idea she was recovering from a minor, well, not even a minor, but a surgery. It was an outpatient surgery, so on her back, and thank God she's doing better. But I was able to go there and fly there, and, you know, and her granddaughter, we were able to cheer her up, spend time with her. So I know the holidays are coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas. If you can, that's a great investment. A lot of us have a lot of PTO, paid time off, y'all have not used. Go the extra mile. I know ticket prices are crazy, but if you have like frequent flyer miles, try to use it. You know, if you're like Delta Sky Club, like credit card member, I think they're having a promo now. When I talked to one of the physician when we went to the hospital today, he was like, they're having buy one, get one. I think that's the Delta Sky Miles credit card holder. So shout out to them. But anyways, you know, like my sister, she's a travel agent, one of the best toy travel agencies. So if you want to go on vacation, take somebody and surprise your spouse, your family member, your mom, your child, and you don't know where to start as far as getting great and affordable prices for travel locations, both domestic and international, you need to holler at my sister, Toy and Travel Agency. I will also put her link in the chat. Please go the extra mile, and especially our elderly parents. You know, God says, honor your father and your mother so it can be well with you. You can live long. The land of the living. That's a promise for sure and a command. And I know for those of you that have lost some parents, like my dad, this makes 10 years actually, and his birthday was November 14th. So this month of November is kind of quite hard because it was the same month that he died, and also his birthday month. So it's been 10 years anniversary and celebration of his life. So even those that have passed away, try to rekindle some of those memories. If I get a chance and I'm able to travel to Nigeria, Lagos, go to his burial site in Ikoyi Cemetery, put some flowers, and also donate to charities on his behalf. So a lot of the charities, even here, You can donate in remembrance of somebody that you lost. So those of you that have been in that situation, may God comfort you. I know it's not easy, especially during the holidays. So praying for strength and showing others act of kindness actually really helps when dealing with that type of pain. When you do, please, if you would gladly post on your social media any of your random act of kindness that you're going to do using the hashtag WellnessWahala and using the hashtag acts of kindness, be kind, World Kindness Day, choose kindness, kindness matters. It's really important to show love. There's been a lot of just negativity, and you know, we work with people, so whether in your business or just in your regular day-to-day work, try to show act of kindness to your family, to your loved ones, to the people within your sphere of influence and your community. It is extremely important, and it goes a long way. And even if the person that you show acts of kindness, you know, does not necessarily appreciate or repay you back that kindness, is okay. But most of the time, you know, they are appreciative. But sometimes some people aren't, you know, they're just like, okay, you know, they might have that entitlement, like, yeah. As, you know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible, when Jesus healed lepers, you know, only one of them came back to say thank you. When you do acts of kindness, it's not necessarily expecting anything in return. It's just sowing that seed of kindness. And whenever you sow a seed of kindness or sow any good seed, you'll return it. You know, it will return back to you. And most of the time, usually hundredfold. God is faithful, and his promises are always true. But whatever you sow is what you reap. So if you're not sowing kindness and you're showing someone negativity, you acting like a hot mess, you don't get it back. But if you're showing kindness, okay, I did heal you, okay? You are the Ogas of all Ogas, okay? You are the Omoges. You are the, you know, you are the kings and queens. You are royalty, because royal people, and, you know, we are royal priesthood. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are top diplomats in the kingdom of God. So we supposed to show kindness, and also show kindness to yourself. A lot of us have not been taking care of ourselves. You know, we be slacking, especially if you parents, you know, we so used to giving and taking care of others. So we need to get get ourselves together. Show yourself some grace, because sometimes, you know, we fall off track. Self-care, you know, sometimes, you know, I might have like a mom-daughter spa day. I'm due for one, you know, this quarter. So, you know, go, you know, for a sibling spa day, go with your sisters, your friends, you know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself. Like, that's one of the favorite things I love to do, like going to a nice sauna spa, get a massage, you know, and just the sauna, like, cleans your pores. One of the great ones that I like to go to is Spa Land. And then there's another one, Jeju. I mean, like, and a lot of them now are like 24 hours. So ain't no excuse. Like, you can wake up in the middle of the night and go, or the weekend. Like, you can really fit it in your schedule. It's not something that you should ignore. So not only by showing acts of kindness to others, but show acts of kindness to yourself. If you don't take care of yourself well, you won't be able to reflect that and take care of others. So once again, thank you for tuning into the Wellness and Wahala podcast. I look forward to seeing some of your hashtags about some of your random acts of kindness that you're going to do this week and this season, and you should do it every day. But there's an African proverb that I want to leave you with, which represents why you need to be kind and respectful to others and to show love. As in the Bible, which is like my favorite guide to life, is faith, hope, and love, but the greatest is love. But the African proverb that I'm going to leave you with this week is, says, honey catches more flies than vinegar. And that's a Ghanaian proverb from Ghana, West Africa. And the African proverb once again says, honey catches more flies than vinegar. Okay? So, you know, when you do acts of kindness, it's sweet, you know? And another African proverb about kindness says, kindness is a language the blind can see and the deaf can hear. I love that one. Once again, another African proverb that I'll leave you this week about acts of kindness that all of us can participate in. I love African proverbs. So the Wellness Wahala African proverb, that's one of my favorites, is kindness is a language the blind can see and the deaf can hear. So do your part this day and this week and just every day, you know, and even sometimes, you know, you're not feeling well. I understand. Give yourself some grace, but give yourself, you know, but snap back and try again. So act kind to yourself and act kind to others within your spirit of influence. And I thank you and I wish you no wahala this week. Much love and blessing. Bless up. Mwah.
You're the engine that makes all things go, and you're always in disguise, my hero. I see your light in the dark, smile on my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, know I love you for that. Honest and selfless, I don't know if this helps it, but
good job, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter.
Yeah. 6 a.m. As soon as you walk through that door, everyone needs you again. The world's out of order. It's not a sound when you're not around.
All day on your feet,
hard to keep that energy. I know when it feels like the end of the road, you don't let go. You just press forward.
You're the engine that makes all things go. Always in disguise, my hero.
I see a light in the dark, smile in my face when we all know it's hard.